should have received this prayer for the beginning of the year, that I would like to pray with you as we begin this new year. Today we celebrate the Feast of Mary, Mother of God. We also pray for peace in the world. It's a day of prayer for peace in the world. JP2 asks us to pray for peace on this day of Mary, Mother of God. But I would like to reflect on the beginning of the new year with this beautiful prayer of Teresa of Avila. For those who don't know, she was a saint from Spain. She was more or less in the 16th century, right in the middle of the Protestant Reformation. God raised St. Ignatius, St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila, and many other saints. So he reformed the church through holiness, not through division. And Teresa of Avila was a very active woman. She founded many monasteries. She is what the cause that the reformation of the Carmelite order. And she's the first Teresa. Then you have Teresa of Lisieux, then you have Teresa Benedict of the Cross, then you have Teresa of Calcutta, then you have Sister Teresa as well, but here is the source, Teresa of Avila. And she writes in old Spanish, and I put the poem that this poem that she put in Spanish, so we can read it first in Spanish and then in English. Nada te turbe, nada te espante, todo se pasa, Dios no se muda, la paciencia todo lo alcanza. Quien a Dios tiene, nada le falta, solo Dios basta. So now in English, let nothing disturb you, let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever God alone suffices. So what does it mean to wish someone a happy new year? Well, it means this prayer. It means wishing you a year filled with the grace of God, filled with the Holy Spirit. First, the prayer says, let nothing disturb you, let nothing frighten you. So I don't wish you a problem-free year. I don't wish you a trial-free year. I wish that when trials come, you don't panic. When trials come, you don't let them disturb you. The word in Spanish, turba, means like this kind of cloudiness, this worriness, no? Worrisome, being worrisome. Turba is when these crowds are moving, so that nothing disturb you means when all these things happen, do not lose peace. Jesus says, when you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be afraid. Let nothing disturb you. So not a problem-free year, but the capacity of not allowing these things to disturb you, to panic you, to make you fearful, to make you worried, to make you anxious. When war, when sickness, when unexpected challenges come in this next year, do not let them disturb you. Do not let them frighten you. Second, she says, all things are passing away. God never changes. Why should we not disturb? Why should not be frightened? Well, because God is in charge. And everything we see is passing away. Sometimes we get too worldly. The kings of this world are passing away. The kings that are tyrants and oppressing people, they are passing away. This created world, like everything we see, the mountains, the beauty of this world is passing away. Even the good things that we enjoy, they are passing away. Suffering and crosses that you might be facing, they are passing away. History will pass away. We don't know when or how, but it will happen. Everything is passing away. Even our bodies are passing away, and maybe that one you know better. But God never changes. No se muda. Todo se pasa, Dios no se muda. God is God. God is eternal. God is victorious. God is in control. He doesn't change his mind. No se muda. He doesn't stop loving you. He doesn't stop loving you. And for this reason, patience obtains all things. La paciencia todo lo alcanza. It's the power of faithfulness. So all things are passing away. God never changes. Trials will come. But you just walk through life holding his hands. Walk through life counting on his grace. La paciencia todo lo alcanza. Paciencia, patience means the one who is suffering and cannot remove that suffering. That's why you're in a hospital, you're a patient. Pathos means to be inflicted an evil upon you. So, la paciencia, the one who walks through life and endures those sufferings, obtains everything, says Teresa. So be faithful, just keep still, keep praying, keep loving, keep being faithful to your job, keep being faithful in your marriage, keep being faithful in your prayer life, keep being faithful in your sacramental life, keep being faithful in the services you do, keep faithful in raising your children. Just stay still and keep going. La paciencia todo lo alcanza. And finally, this beautiful reminder, God, whoever has God lacks nothing. Quien a Dios tiene, nada le falta. God alone suffices. Solo Dios basta. So there's two big lies that we kind of, all the time we believe. The first one is, God is not enough. So I need the world. I need to sin. I need to eat. I need to watch TV. I need to watch YouTube. I need to grasp these relations and become possessive. That's a big lie. God is not enough. And Teresa says, solo Dios basta. God alone suffices. If you taste and see how good God is, you will experience that fullness of life Jesus promised in the gospel. The second great lie is, like, God will not provide. God will not give me what I have. I need, so I need to grasp. And Teresa says, whoever has God lacks nothing. If you have God, if you trust in him, if you trust in his providence, nada te faltará, nothing will be missing in your life. God is a good father and he wants to provide with whatever need you have and you need. You should not be afraid. You will never lack what you need the most. So let us begin this new year with these certainties. Not a problem-free month ahead of us, but the presence of someone who gives us confidence. The presence of one who never changes. The grace of going through the things and being faithful. And the grace of trusting in his provision. So to conclude, I invite you in this day, this is something I do it with humility, but let us tell this prayer to Mary. Imagine you are one of the shepherds, you go to Bethlehem, and you say, Mary, I was inspired and I wrote this poem for you. And you pray to her, who is holding Jesus in her hands before they're going to face the trial of going to Egypt, the persecution of her son, and so many other things, the death of Joseph. But she holds the one who holds us. She holds the one who loves us and is the king of this universe. So let us pray together to Mary, Mother of God, in the presence of Teresa of Avila. We give her the honor and the copyright so she doesn't complain if we see her in heaven. Mary, let nothing disturb you, let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. Quien a Dios tiene, nada le falta. Solo Dios basta.